It's December 31st, 2020, and I'm Dave Sobel. What big change is coming in the marketing and sales landscape for 2021? The last of our prediction series, this is the business of tech. The trade show event circuit is dead as it was. Don't listen to the channel chiefs. They're running around telling you it'll be back. They want it to be back because it's what they've been doing for 20 years, and they are terrified of doing anything else and competing for marketing dollars. You're selling those events? You want it too. Old school marketers who are not learning the new craft are going to keep selling you the same line they've leaned on forever, not accounting for the 8 years of e-commerce transition in just 2 months in 2020. And I hear a chorus of, oh, people are going to want it to come back. People are desperate for those interactions. Well, sure. Everyone is desperate for interactions because they also haven't been able to see family or friends or sit in a restaurant. Of course they are desperate for interactions. If you're trapped in your four walls of your house, working from home, with your kids going to school in the dining room table, without the ability to go to a concert, restaurant, or ball game, then yes, the answer is absolutely that you want to get the hell out of the house. In a world where those other activities return, however, one lesson coming from this experience will be about how time spent matters. Individuals will over-rotate on fun activities and be careful of their time. But here's the kicker. These technology companies are hitting their numbers, and they're doing it without putting people on planes and spending massive amounts of money on events and all of that old school stuff that everyone says will come right back. If you're in charge of budgets and you're looking at the way you spent your marketing and engagement dollars, and you now have a year's worth of data that not spending all that money on channel still meant you hit your numbers, don't you think maybe you'll really reconsider whether or not you need to spend that? If I can get 80% of my effectiveness with 20% of the spend, why would I possibly go back to that heavy lift? It's not realistic to say that those with the purse string control are simply going to go turn the knob back to the way it was unquestioned. 2020 showed them they don't need to do that. And more importantly, will bring a lot of questions as to spend going forward. That big, expensive travel and events budget? That's easy to justify being moved into digital means because it's working. So many people are making the decision as if it's an or. Either it's entirely gone or it's entirely back. It's so short-sighted. Instead, it's about what mix of spend you're gonna have. The world is already moving to automated onboarding. Think about the way commerce is done by the most successful now. Software as a service is acquired by an entirely automated, on-ramping process. I buy and deploy in an automated fashion. Even the vaunted services that can never be consumed online, you can now. You can buy AWS deployment services right within the marketplace. Now, what does that mean? This means you need to be really thinking differently about your marketing spend. Let's observe. If you think, of course, these providers will come back, they want social interaction, how much of your marketing budget on providers who are coming out for a good party rather than investing in their own business or their marketing growth are you going to spend money on? Makes you think, doesn't it? Now, I have advice for some vendor listeners. My advice, if you're looking to lean on your tried and true, I'm a channel vet for 20 years and I know what I'm talking about knowledge, think about the 8 years of online transformation that happened in 2 months and know that you're a decade further out. A decade. If you're not shifting big resources into digital, you're going to be in the dust. I'd estimate no more than 1/3 of the physical spend should or will return. Solution providers, my advice is going to be to take a good, hard look at those expenses going forward. Digital customer acquisition is the way of the future, and you need to be taking the lesson from this shift. Your own customers will be learning from this experience, and their choice of how they spend their own time will shift. Make sure you're finding them in new digital channels. And don't expect things to go back the way it was. We've proven it doesn't need to, and it won't in 2021. Thanks for listening. Have a happy new year, and I'll talk to you again in the new year.